The 26th Sunday after Pentecost in the year of our Lord, 2024. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 13. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Once again, the reading was from Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whenever I travel to a new city or town, I always check to see if that place has a used bookstore. And if there is one, I try to make time to browse its shelves. It has to be a used bookstore. Not just an independent bookstore selling new books. Because used bookstores usually always have fantastic prices, plus rare or hard-to-find books. It also has to be a used bookstore, because then I can observe what books people are getting rid of. After all, books on the shelves of a used bookstore are not on the shelves of someone's home library. And I can tell you from recent observations, the Twilight and Harry Potter series are both waning, while books by authors Sarah J. Maas and Rebecca Yarros are all the rage right now. Of course, when I go to these used bookstores, I also check out their biblical studies and religion sections to see about adding books to my own theological library. And I'm very happy to say that in these sections of used bookstores, I tend to see a lot of copies of the Left Behind series by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. I'm happy about this because, like I said, seeing such books in used bookstores means they're not in people's homes. And I don't want to see copies of the Left Behind series in people's homes. I'd rather have them go unsold in used bookstores. Because those books give a fictional, unbiblical presentation about the end of the world. They twist scripture in such a way that it could cause people to question or reject faith. Though I also fear that the damage caused by this book series has already been done. Given their extreme popularity in the late 90s and early 2000s, and given that one of our LCMS pastors, Alfonso Espinoza in Irvine, wrote his doctoral thesis about the profound impact of Left Behind's theology on American Christianity and religion in general. Whether you've read some of the series or not, I'm guessing you've at least heard of the Left Behind books. The series tells a fictional story set within a specific view of the end times, referred to as dispensational premillennialism, or pre-tribulation premillennialism. And those are just big, fancy words for end times beliefs that claim at some point there will be a rapture when all true Christians are taken away from earth and received in heaven. And then following the rapture, there will be a 7-year period of time featuring much devastation, trial, and persecution for those who remain on earth, which is referred to as the Great Tribulation. But after those 7 years, Jesus will finally come again to earth in glory, cast Satan and his followers into the lake of fire, and reign as king over all the faithful for a literal 1,000 years. And those Left Behind books are the fictional story of what happens on earth between the rapture and the return of Christ, that so-called Great Tribulation period. But please remember, the claims of rapture, great tribulation, and literal 1,000-year reign of Christ are wrong. Because such ideas go against all the warnings and instructions Jesus gives his disciples in today's gospel from Mark. We as Lutherans believe, teach, and confess amillennialism, the belief that there will not be a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ, but rather the 1,000 years are symbolic for Christ's reign over heaven and earth since his crucifixion. In other words, we all are living in the symbolic millennium right now. And while during this time there will not be a 7-year great tribulation, we must realize that before Christ's second coming, there will be some pretty dark and devastating events. Indeed, the warnings and signs that Jesus says will take place before he comes again in glory are bleak. Many will come in my name saying, "I am he," and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. They will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues. And you will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Antichrists leading people astray, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, trials, beatings, audiences before kings and governors, breakdown of families, hatred of Christians, like I said, bleak. If any of these sound familiar, that proves Jesus' words that we are right now living in the end times. Dispensational premillennialism and its ideas about a rapture claims that Christians will not experience any of these devastations because they will be taken up into heaven before such dark times begin. Yet pay attention to the pronouns in Jesus' warnings. You will be arrested, beaten, and stood on trial before rulers. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. You will be hated by all for the sake of Jesus Christ. There cannot be a rapture of true Christians, because true Christians like the disciples, true Christians like you and I, must remain on earth during these end times until Christ comes again in glory. And why must we remain? Because Jesus gives us an important job to do in the midst of the challenges of the end times. Jesus says, "And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations." It's so interesting that Jesus says the gospel being proclaimed to all nations is the first thing that must happen before his second coming. Because in the rest of his teachings in Mark 13, Jesus never gives a second thing that must happen. Proclaiming the gospel to all nations is the first and only thing that must happen before Christ comes again. Thus, the same God who is infinitely patient with us when we sin, and who does not immediately strike us down for those sins, but forgives us for the sake of Christ crucified, that same God is also infinitely patient with the world, holding off on sending his son Jesus back to earth until that day when all people of all times and places have had an opportunity to hear the gospel. And that's why Christians will not be raptured before the end of the world. Why we must remain despite falling steeples and crumbled spires in every land. Because our infinitely patient God has seen fit to spread the gospel through our proclamation of it. God gives us the joy and the glory of spreading the light of Christ into our dark world. And lest we be worried how we will accomplish this, Jesus reassures us. "And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Indeed, the Holy Spirit, whom you have in you by way of your baptism, equips you with the words, knowledge, and ability to proclaim the gospel. Therefore, while we may not know the exact date when Christ will come again, if you desire to help hasten that day along, just go out into the neighborhood and community and start telling people about the good news of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit dwelling in you will give you the courage and the words to do just that." Jesus concludes today's gospel with these words: "But the one who endures to the end will be saved." In the midst of the darkness and trials and devastations of living in the last days, it may be difficult at times to endure. But Jesus simply tells you to proclaim the gospel to all nations. He himself does everything else to ensure you will endure to the end and will be saved. Jesus dies on the cross to forgive your sins. So now, when your sins weigh on you in these end times, by repentance and faith, Jesus takes those sins upon himself and forgives you of them all. Jesus defeats the devil and his demons. So now, when they tempt you to turn from your faith and to stop proclaiming the good news during these end times, you know Satan's power is worthless. And you have the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to overcome Satan's temptations. Jesus feeds you with his own body and blood in the Lord's Supper during these end times, so that you can be strengthened in faith and endure to the end. And Jesus defeats death itself, so that when you die, you will not die eternally, but instead will be raised to life when Christ comes again, and will live with him forever in the new heavens and new earth, enduring and experiencing our Lord's salvation well past the end of this world. The Left Behind series, Hal Lindsey's late great Planet Earth, Charles Spurgeon, Al Mohler, David Jeremiah, John MacArthur, Ray Comfort, Jerry Falwell, all of these and more will try to mislead you to believe an end times theology that just isn't the case. These all will try to tell you that you won't experience the worst of what lies ahead before Jesus Christ comes again. But what does Jesus say? You will experience these things as you proclaim his gospel to the world. You will experience these things as proof that Jesus Christ is coming again. But the end is not yet. Nonetheless, Jesus Christ has done everything for you to ensure you will endure to the end. The end is not yet, but for you, true Christians listening today, the end is just the beginning of an eternity, worshiping God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the glory of the new heavens and new earth. And that is a biblical confession regarding the end times. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Having heard the word of God, we confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, by your bountiful goodness, release us from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our weakness we have brought upon ourselves, that we may stand firm until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. God's richest blessings to you this day and this week ahead.